الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. Praise be to Allah سبحانه وتعالى, the most beneficent, the most merciful, the well known by His ultimate generosity. I praise Him, glorified is He for His great, abundant, and good favors. I testify that there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with whom there are no partners, who has made fasting in Ramadan one of the pillars of Islam, and doubled the reward for those who observed fasting and performed the optional night prayer Taraweeh. I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and messenger, the example to be followed by all believers and the leader of the righteous. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most generous of all people, especially in Ramadan. When he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met Jibril and reviewed the Holy Quran with him during those days, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became more generous, giving good things like the winds sent to bring rain. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show mercy on him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to his companions, who were like the lamps that lit the darkness and the leaders of guidance. They used to hasten to do good deeds and competed in acts of obedience and deeds that brought them nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were the most keen of people to attain goodness, exerting praiseworthy efforts in doing good. They kept on reciting the Holy Quran and were very attentive in avoiding acts that would nullify their fasting. To achieve that, they used to free themselves from many worldly affairs and occasionally stayed in the masjid studying of the Holy Quran and avoiding any acts that might blemish their fasting. They used to say, "We should preserve our fast and avoid harming people." بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان, فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم, ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر, يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر, ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. The meaning, the month of Ramadan, in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for mankind, and clear proofs for the guidance and the criterion between right and good, between right and wrong. So whoever of you cites the crescent of the first night of the month of Ramadan is present at his home, he must fast that month And whoever is ill or on a journey, the same number of days which one did not fast must be made up from other days. Allah intends for you ease, and He does not want to make things difficult for you. He wants that you must complete the same number of days, and that you must magnify Allah to say, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the most great. On seeing the crescent of the month of Ramadan and Shawwal, for having guided you so that you may be grateful to Him. O people, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obey Him. Glorify His graces and give thanks to Him. Strive to be obedient and know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favor are innumerable. Servant of Allah, it was narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the month of Ramadan has come to you as a blessing in which Allah covers you with His mercy, remits sins and answers supplications. Allah sees your competition in good deeds and takes pride in you over His angels. Thus you should show Allah goodness in yourselves, since a miserable one is he who is deprived from Allah's mercy during this month. Salman al-Farisi radiallahu anhu reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered a sermon on the last day of Sha'ban, saying, O people, the shadows of a great blessed month have come over you. In it there is a night that is better than 1,000 months. Allah has made fasting obligatory during it, and night prayer, Taraweeh, optional. Whoever performs any good deed in it will obtain the reward of an obligatory act. And whoever performs an obligatory act of devotion will be rewarded 70 times more than in any other month. It is the month of patience, and the reward of patience is paradise. It is the month of rewards, in which provision increases. Whoever provides food for a person to break his fast, his sins will be forgiven, and he will be saved from the hellfire. He will receive a reward similar to the one for whom he provided food without diminishing anything from the reward of the former, the one who fed. The people said, Messenger of Allah, not all of us are capable of providing food for fasting persons. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will reward whoever provides food for a fasting person, even if it be some milk mixed with water, a date, or a sip of water. Whoever provides a drink to a fasting person, Allah will provide him a drink from my hot font. And whoever drinks from my hot will never feel thirst thereafter until he enters paradise. The beginning of this month, Ramadan, contains mercy. The middle, just started 2 days ago, of it contains forgiveness. And the end of it contains deliverance from the hellfire. Thus you should be keen to foster four qualities as much as you can. qualities with which you will please your Lord, and two qualities that are indispensable to you. As for the first two qualities, it is to testify that there is no God but Allah, and to seek His forgiveness. And the second two qualities is to ask Allah for paradise, and to seek His refuge from hellfire. O believers, it was reported that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever observes fasting in Ramadan out of faith and in anticipation of Allah's reward, all his previous sins will be forgiven. Also, whoever prays the nights of Ramadan out of faith and in anticipation of Allah's reward will have all previous sins forgiven. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam also said, whoever stands in prayer with the imam until he finishes prayer will be considered as one who spent all night in prayer. In addition, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever stands in prayer on the night of Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, all his previous sins will be forgiven. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam also said, fasting is like a shield. On the day one of you is fasting, he should avoid obscenity and clamor. If anyone insults him or abuses him, he should say, I am fasting. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stressed striving to keep fasting free from anything that may render it null, saying, whoever does not give up falsehood and its application and foolish behavior, Allah will be in no need that he gives up food and drink. Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu said, if you fast, let your hearing, sight, and tongue observe fasting from lying and sins. You should desist from harming your neighbor and be distinguished by solemnity and calmness on the day you observe fasting. And do not make the day on which you break your fasting and the day you fast the same in behavior. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. What I mentioned in the first khutbah statements described the desirable behavior of Muslims in Ramadan, which can be elaborated as follows. First, to have the pre-dawn meal, suhoor, to support fasting during the day. It is preferable to have it shortly before the dawn. It is also preferable to break the fast immediately after sunset. For people will continue to be good as long as they break their fast immediately after sunset and delay their suhoor to the time just before fajr. Second, to avoid all words and deeds or acts leading to that which may breach or invalidate one's fasting. Third, to perform sober literary night prayer, especially Taraweeh, to the best of one's ability, until the Imam concludes and offer any number of rak'ah at the latter part of the night. One may take a nap during the day to be physically able to perform sober literary night prayer vigorously and enthusiastically. Fourth, to avoid staying awake until late at night, spending time doing things other than devotion, for this eliminates the blessings of this special time and deprives man from many good aspects of using this time well and leads to committing sins. Fifth, to spend the time in doing great acts of devotion, such as reciting the Holy Quran, asking Allah's forgiveness, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making supplications, inviting people to do good deeds, enjoining what is good and forbidding what is evil, as well as giving support in words and deeds to others. To do all these things, thus a man can be a good example and obtain a reward equal to the reward of all those who follow him. Six, to be keen to provide food for the fasting people, both at the time of break and fast and for the pre-dawn meal, to encourage them, to support them in doing good, and to patiently bear their bad behavior, to abstain from directing harm to others, and to be benevolent to people seeking Allah's pleasure and anticipating His abundant forgiveness and great benevolence, blessings, and generosity. Fear Allah, O servants of Allah, guard against acts that result in misery and deprivation of Allah's mercy, and those that lead to the hellfire. Try hard to achieve the requirements of Allah's unlimited mercy in the month of Ramadan, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives so many rewards for small deeds and remits many slips and errors for whoever is sincere and hastened to repentance. Ramadan is a month in which the rewards of good deeds is doubled. Congratulations to the pious fasting Muslims for the profitable trade with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the great forgiveness, remittance of sins, and pardons he receives. So be well prepared to fast in Ramadan and to perform supplicatory night prayers, Taraweeh, during it, and to compete in righteous deeds. Open yourselves to the gifts of the generous Lord during the days of Ramadan. Perhaps an hour spent in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises man to the status of the close servant of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which translates as, such is the bounty of Allah, which He bestows on whom He will. And Allah is the Lord of the higher bounty. May Allah benefit us by the Quranic verses recited in the month of Ramadan. I seek Allah's forgiveness for you and I from all sins. So seek His forgiveness that He may forgive you, for He is the oft forgiving, the most merciful. اللهم اصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا واصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا واصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معدنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا من كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا وبلغنا مما يرضيك آملنا واختم بالباقيات الصالحات أعمالنا اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا وإمامنا وقدوتنا وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة